Sitting here in Studio 1A with Austin's Cary, Illinois, their EP Garage Sale is out on May 12th, and they've got a show tied to that at Mohawk. Thank you guys for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Can we hear a song?
This song's called Garage Sale.
In Studio 1A with Cary, Illinois. Their album, or their EP, rather, Garage Sale, is out on Friday, May 12th. You can also hang out with them at their EP release show at the Mohawk on the same day. Doors are at 9, and the show starts at 10 o'clock. They're also playing with Star Parks and Lex Land. And I'm talking here to front woman and vocalist and, I believe, chief songwriter?
Yes.
Lizzie Lehman. And hi, Lizzie.
Hi.
I really like your glasses.
Thank you.
That's a compliment appropriate for radio. So talk to me about the story behind the album.
In March 2016, a horrible tragedy occurred. Our bass player, John Windsor, committed suicide. And we were all just completely stricken with grief and didn't really know how to sort of carry on and if the band should continue. I didn't really know if the band could continue. And I spent several months just sort of like reeling, I guess, and not really feeling comfortable with daily life, just feeling really just mentally down and just sort of confused about life in general. And after a couple of months of just sort of sitting at home and not really knowing what to do and how to feel, I started writing songs. And most of these songs are the songs that I wrote after John passed away and what made the songs that made it onto the new EP.
You know, and I think in light of what happened, it sounds like you guys have really created something absolutely special. And I mean, what better way to pay homage to an extension of yourself? I mean, an extension of your band is an extension of your being.
Yeah, it was really special what we created. We went in November 2016. We went to Oakland, California to record with John Vanderslice, who's an incredible musician and producer and engineer. He's worked with folks like Mountain Goats and Spoon, etc. So it was a really neat experience. We did it all to tape. So that was a whole new thing for me.
Wow.
No Pro Tools, no cut and paste. So
no, wow, yeah. Old school. That's awesome. What was that experience like?
At first, I was really nervous. I was like, "Oh man, I hope that I have enough takes that will be good enough." And basically, it was just like the best practice and learning how to trust. And when John would say, "It's good," it was good, and he just had to be like, "Okay, we're moving on."
Wow.
And just to trust the sound and what you were hearing and not going back to the computer and being like, oh, well, let's take this phrase and take that phrase and put them together. It wasn't, it was to do it the old school way.
Right. I read one of Carol Burnett's books last year, and she talks about learning how to use a computer and the old school way of having to, when you write something, if you want to change anything before it gets printed, you literally have to like cut up sentences and paragraphs and rearrange them. And that kind of like tactile experience is just... it's incredible. So that experience with putting it all to tape, is that something that you would do again in the future?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
It was really enjoyable. I had a great time. I think we all really, really enjoyed it.
Awesome. And in your bio, it talks about your experience moving from writing a lot of fiction to moving to songwriting. And that really sparked my interest. First of all, I guess I want to know, what kind of fiction were you writing?
I don't know. I've always been... I studied history in college, and I've always been a big fan of sort of writing about history and sort of what may have happened and sort of like little stories that could have been based on fact or just making stuff up. And I mean, when I first started writing music, I used to just sit down sometimes and just make up words, and mm-hmm. My friends come sit around and I would just like make stuff up and make them laugh. And then I guess it was around 2009, I was living in Portland, Oregon, and I took a songwriting class called Songwriting as Truth Telling.
Okay.
And I sort of discovered, I was like, oh, it's really important to talk about what you know and what your experience is, because a lot of other people share similar experiences, and that's a good way to connect to your audience and to the world.
Wow. And so marrying those two together into being a songwriter, can you talk more about that that transition? And, or I guess also, are you still writing fiction as well on the side?
Not really. I've actually only written two new songs in the past several months, and they've still been sort of about the after effects of John passing and sort of my mental state and dealing with that and dealing with the fact that I have been on antidepressants since I was 17 years old and sort of coming to terms with that. And it's all been real life. It's, the mm-hmm. fiction hasn't really come back.
Thank you for sharing.
Thanks.
And I'm sitting here in Studio 1A with Cary Illinois. Their EP Garage Sale comes out on May 12th. And you can also hear that album live. They're playing the Mohawk that same night with Star Parks and Lexland. Lizzie, before we get back to the music, can you introduce us to the rest of the band?
Sure. We've got Derek Morris here on the keyboards. We've got Darwin Smith on guitar. Rudy Villarreal on the drums, Chris Cox on the bass.
Awesome. We've been talking to frontwoman, chief songwriter, and vocalist Lizzie Lehman. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Let's hear another song. That was Cary, Illinois. We're sitting here in Studio 1A. Their EP Garage Sale comes out Friday, May 12th. There's an album release show attached to that. They'll be playing at Mohawk with Star Parks and Lexland. Doors for that are at 9 o'clock. More at mohawkaustin.com. Cary, Illinois, thank you guys so much for being here. And thank you to our KUTX multimedia team for capturing all of the visual magic happening. And you can check out this interview, you can revisit this interview, these two songs, and a bonus third song at KUTX.org. And I have to say, Derek Morris on the keys It has been a joy to watch you perform this afternoon, and we have a camera just on him, so you go to KUTX.org and check that out. We're sitting here in Studio 1A. Thank you to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, our engineers, and Deidre Gott for putting that all together. You're listening to KUTX 98.9.